Some say there's virtually no way to keep politics out of an agency where the governor gets to appoint both its director and board members. Senator Neil Kedzie says the system is fine as is. The Republican from Elkhorn says even if the governor could no longer appoint the DNR secretary, he or she could still influence policies that affect wildlife, hunting, road building, home development, and agriculture.
If you're in term for at least two terms as a governor, you basically handpick all the members of the Natural Resources Board. You can't say it's an unbiased board.
Challenging that point of view was Senator Bob Wirch. He's the sponsor of a bill that would return the DNR secretary to a supposedly more independent post, one appointed by the DNR board.
I would suggest that those people are stakeholders. They come in as representative of hunting organizations, fishing organizations, whatever. They have a long history of representing the natural resources in the state.
Most were careful not to criticize the current DNR secretary, insisting this is strictly an institutional change of a policy that began under former Governor Tommy Thompson. Most of those at a public hearing before lawmakers indicated they want the DNR secretary appointed by the board. Governor Doyle opposes bills doing that. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.